This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The U.S. carried out airstrikes Friday in the Middle East in retaliation for last Sunday's fatal drone attack on an American base in Jordan. The U.S. Central Command said its forces conducted airstrikes in Iraq and Syria against Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards and affiliated militia groups. U.S. military forces struck more than 85 targets with numerous aircraft, including long-range bombers flown from the United States. Officials said the air assault took place over about 30 minutes and that three of the sites were struck were in Iraq and four were in Syria. U.S. officials said Iraq, but not Iran, was informed before the strikes. But VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Selden explains Iran had to suspect something was coming.
Critics of the U.S. and of the administration and President Joe Biden have said that the U.S. has been talking about these strikes for such a long time that it is almost impossible, inconceivable, that the Iranians wouldn't have known that they were coming. And reports from the region suggested that a number of the bases used by the Iranians and the Iranian-backed militias were evacuated prior to the strikes being carried out.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson Nasser Kanani said Saturday in a statement the U.S. attacks represented, quote, another adventurous and strategic mistake by the United States that will result only in increased tension and instability in the region. Israel continued its assault in the Gaza Strip Saturday as fears grew of a push into Rafah, the southern city teeming with civilians uprooted from other areas of Gaza by the nearly four-month war. The French news agency AFP reports a constant barrage of airstrikes and tank fire rocked the main southern city of Khan Yunis during the night. The city's been the focus of the Israeli offensive. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians displaced by the fierce fighting have fled south to Rafah since the outbreak of the war. Their tents with tents cramming spaces along streets and parks. The health ministry in Hamas-run Gaza said more than 100 people were killed across the Palestinian territory overnight. This is VOA News. North Korea has said it has tested cruise missiles outfitted with new super-large warheads and a new type of anti-aircraft missile, extending a streak in weapons demonstrations that has rivaled South Korea worried. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The report Saturday by North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency came a day after South Korea's military said it detected the North launching multiple cruise missiles into waters off its western coast. Cruise missiles are among a growing collection of North Korean weapons designed to overwhelm regional missile defenses. The country also has a vast lineup of ballistic missiles, including long-range weapons aimed at the continental United States. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Millions of dollars in sales of North Korean false eyelashes, marketed in beauty stores around the world as made in China, have helped drive a recovery in the secretive state's exports last year. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn explains.
Reuters spoke to people working in the eyelash industry, trade lawyers, and experts on North Korea's economy, who described a system in which China-based firms import semi-finished products from North Korea, which are then completed and repackaged as Chinese. The lashes are then exported from China and make their way to the West, Japan, and South Korea. This system gives Kim Jong-un's regime a way to skirt international sanctions, providing a vital source of foreign currency. Since 2006, the UN Security Council has tried to stall Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program through sanctions. That's restricted North Korea's ability to trade products like coals, textiles, and oil. But there's no direct ban on hair products.
That's Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn reporting. Chile has declared a state of emergency Friday as officials said 10 people were feared dead in forest fires in the central Valparaiso region where blazes are threatening hundreds of homes. Officials there gave the preliminary toll as Chilean President Gabriel Boric decreed a state of emergency due to catastrophe. Police in Paris report they have arrested a suspect in a knife attack early Saturday in the Gare de Lyon rail station that left three people wounded. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Two of the victims suffered minor injuries, while the third was more seriously hurt. Police added they were not in a life-threatening condition. The suspected assailant's motive was not immediately clear. Paris has suffered a series of Islamist militant attacks over the past decade, but also occasional assaults by people with mental health conditions. Le Figaro newspaper, citing an anonymous police source, said the attacker at Gare du Lyon was from Mali and carried an Italian driving license. It was not immediately possible to confirm this report.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.